This is Richard Bate, ABC Washington, with the latest news and comment from ABC Radio. In the top of the news, nighttime talks at the White House on Panama, the blizzard of 64, and a foreign assignment for the Attorney General. In a moment, the details.
Most of the time, brakes stop cars. All too often, other cars stop cars. But in those sudden stops, what stops the car passengers? Dashboards and windshields and seat belts. Seat belts are best because they stop you safely. Can stop at least 5,000 deaths a year, one-third of all serious injuries. Wrap a margin of safety around your family. Buckle up for safety with seat belts.
And now the news. The White House is buzzing tonight with talk of the crisis in Panama, although late reports from that strife-torn trouble spot indicate that there is a lull in the anti-American demonstrations so far tonight, with business getting back to normal and the Organization of American States agreed upon as a peacemaker. For a report from the White House, here's ABC's Bill Lawrence.
At this moment, President Johnson is meeting in the White House with his top-level negotiating team that returned by jet less than an hour ago from the violence-torn Panama Canal Zone. Assistant Secretary of State Mann and Army Secretary Cyrus Vance are reporting to the President, to Secretary of State Rusk, and to Defense Secretary McNamara on the preliminary agreements that have reduced tensions and started the dispute toward settlement. But grave issues still remain.
I think it would be very difficult for Senator Goldwater to win a presidential election. I think his chances are even more difficult now that a Southerner is in the White House. There were certain forces and individuals in the South that would have supported Senator Goldwater if he had been nominated and if the late President Kennedy had lived. But now it is different, and I think it would be very difficult for Senator Goldwater to win an election.
Integration leader Martin Luther King before ABC microphones today in Washington. If the present trend continues, the Wisconsin Republican presidential primary on April 7th is going to be pretty tame. Republican Congressman John Burns has agreed to run as a favorite son if all eight major Republican presidential hopefuls agree to stay out of the primary. The move is designed to keep Wisconsin from becoming a Republican battleground, and it looks as if the plan may succeed. So far, Senator Goldwater and Governor Rockefeller and Senator Margaret Chase Smith have indicated they'll go along unless forced into the primary. Strife-torn Cyprus has agreed in principle to the idea of letting the United Nations send an observer to the island where British troops now maintain a shaky ceasefire. The plan was suggested by Britain, Turkey, and Greece. And there is a faint ray of hope tonight out in the vastness of the Pacific Ocean, where the Air Force is still searching for traces of that cargo plane and its 9 crewmen missing for 6 days. An oil slick was spotted today in the regular shipping lanes. There's no provable connection to the missing plane as yet, but the Air Force is taking a closer look at the oily spot in the sea and is also checking on reports of some debris 167 miles away. And that's the latest on the lost plane. The East German communists are putting the pressure on in Berlin again, insisting that any future talks about travel through the Berlin Wall be conducted for West Berlin by its Mayor Willy Brandt. The Western allies oppose the plan, warning that if Mayor Brandt agrees to negotiate directly with the communists, this would jeopardize the Western position, which does not recognize the East German government. The police in Birmingham say no charges will be made against 3 Alabama National Guardsmen who admit exploding a bomb in racially tense Birmingham last October. The 3 say they set off the bomb near a Negro residential area in order to create more strife so they could stay on duty in Birmingham. Police say there's not enough evidence against the guardsmen to warrant bringing charges. And the government's going back to work on the railroads, or at least on the work rules problems. Union and management representatives have been meeting jointly. Now they'll be meeting with government mediators. You've been listening to the latest news and comment from ABC Radio. This is Richard Bate, ABC, Washington.
Paul Harvey News, weekdays. On the ABC Radio Network.